Hello, and welcome to the PeopleCert second quarter 2021 results call. My name is Rosie, and I'll be your coordinator for today's event. Please note this conference is being recorded today, September 28th, and for the duration of the call, your lines will be on listen only. However, you will have the opportunity to ask questions at the end. This can be done by pressing star one on your telephone keypad to register your question at any time. If you require assistance, please press star zero and you'll be connected to an operator. I will now hand you over to Byron Nicolaides, Founder and CEO, to begin today's conference. Thank you.
Thank you, and hello, everyone. I'm Byron, and thank you all for being present today in this investors call. I'm here with George, our CFO, and we'll be going through some slides that you probably received. Now, at slide number three, and the agenda today has four parts. It's an overview of PeopleCert business, the key quarterly highlights, the financial performance, and at the end, we're going to have a Q&A session. Moving now on slide number four. For you that you don't know, PeopleCert is a leading player in the EdTech sector, and we are focusing on the certification of persons market. That means that we make exams, and at the end of the exam, we deliver certifications to people that pass the exams. We're a vertically integrated organization that we create and own frameworks, and in this context, we are an intellectual property house. The way to monetize the IP is by managing exams and delivering certifications. We are the leader in the IT and project management certification markets with ITIL and PRINCE2, and also have a fast-growing presence in the language certification market in English language with LanguageCert. We are flexible, highly profitable, and cash-generative business that rapidly adapted and benefited from COVID-19 changes because there was a digital shift, and we were ready for this. Last 12 months, as of June 2021, we have delivered over half a million exams, and the company is owned by myself. I'm the founder and CEO, and the minority partner, FTV Capital. Moving to slide nine, five. Key highlights. On the revenue side, the PeopleCert standalone, before the acquisition of Axellos revenue performance, remains strong. Half one 2021 results are 39% up versus half one 2020, 38.8 million versus 27.9 million. Pro forma, after acquisitions, LTM June 2021 revenue is also 9% up versus LTM March 2021 at 78 million versus 71.5 million. On business and IT, our certifications are two business lines, business and IT and languages. Business and IT half one is 21% up versus half one 2020, and this comes from Axellos products. On the languages side, half one 2021 is 738% up, 7x up, 7x up versus half one 2020. This is correct, it's not a typo. On the gross profit, PeopleCert standalone gross profit for half one is up 76%, 14.9 million versus 8.4 million. The gross margin also is higher at 38% versus 30%. The increase in gross margin is mainly due to the contribution of higher margin products, the languages, where we were not been paying any royalty. After acquisition, The pro forma gross profit for LTM June 21 is at 73 million versus 63 million for LTM March 21. On the EBITDA and EBITDA margin side, PeopleSoft standalone EBITDA for half 1/21 is up 67% to 6.5 million from 3.9 million. And the EBITDA margin is at 17% versus 14% in half 1/20. The pro forma LTM on June 21 EBITDA is plus 6% versus LTM March 21 at 46 million versus 44 million. However, the pro forma EBITDA margin is at 60% lower versus 62%. And this is because the PeopleSoft standalone EBITDA impacted from higher revenues on one side, but on the other side on higher OPEX. The OPEX is 74% higher in H1-21 versus H1-20. And the reason for higher OPEX is the upscaling of the organization to meet the budget targets, but primarily the one-off costs related to Axel's acquisition and out-of-budget tenders. On the net debt and cash position, PeopleSoft retains a strong liquidity position. Standalone net debt for half one is at £5.8 million and cash position at £7.6 million. The pro forma cash position as of June 21 is at £17.7 million. The pro forma net debt for the bond issuance as of June 21 is at £237 million versus £240 million on March 21. And some commercial highlights. The Axelos products overperformed in H1 versus H20. They are up 21%. The language products are up very significantly, that impact both revenue and profitability with a higher gross margin. We also won some tenders. One of them is TfL tender, Transport for London, for all taxi drivers in London. This is 55,000 exams per year for 6 years. All taxi drivers in London, they have to pass an English language exam, and we won this tender exclusively. We have won two tenders in Madrid, 110,000 students on English language exams, all primary and secondary school students, and the service has been provided. And we also won three government IT tenders in Greece for upskilling and reskilling on training and certification to be delivered in 2022 and 2023. We are also on track in 2022 introducing the provision of the online invigilation as a service. Moving on to slide number 7, I'm passing to George Giannetsos, our CFO.
Hello everyone. I am George Giannetsos, the CFO of PeopleSoft. Nice to meet you all. In slide 7, we have some pro forma KPIs to indicate the financial highlights of the group during the examined period. On the left-hand side of the slide, we have the Q2 results, while at the right-hand part, we have the LTM figures. Starting from the Q2 performance, we can see that the number of exams went up significantly to 140%. The revenue, though, grew by 56%. The reason that the revenue growth is not in line with the number of exams is that the best part of this growth is coming from language exams, and as you may already know, language exams are priced significantly lower than business and IT exams. The EBITDA grew by 27%, again not in line with the growth of revenue, and there are two reasons for this. First of all, it's the product mix, and the second one is the increase in our OPEX in Q2. We have a separate slide later on in this presentation to explain the increase of our OPEX. On the average price, moving further down to this presentation, we can see that we had some minor fluctuations. The IT pricing went down by 6%, and the average price of Prince 2 went down by 2%. We have to keep in mind that the prices are affected mainly by three reasons. Reason number one is the product mix. Reason number two is the geography mix, since we have different price lists for different geographies. And of course, we have the impact of foreign exchange differences. Moving on the right part of this slide, we are discussing the differences between LTM March 21 and LTM June 21. Obviously, the strong performance of Q2 affected the LTM June, which is higher, 24% on exam numbers, 9% up in revenue and 6% up in EBITDA. Moving on to slide 8, we are going to PeopleSet standalone revenue. As we can see in the LTM June 21 revenue is an all-time high, higher than 2020, but also higher than 2019, which was the previous all-time high, and of course a COVID-free year. This indicates the strong growth potential we have in front of us. Moving on to slide 9, we are going back again to pro forma numbers, and we have a graphical representation of the numbers we discussed earlier. The 56% revenue in growth in Q2 helped LTM June to be higher by 9%. On the right-hand part of this slide, we can see the revenue growth by sector. IT up 39%, PPM exam revenue 34%, and languages almost 700% increase in revenue, Q&Q. Moving on to slide 10, again, we are discussing PeopleSet standalone revenue breakdown for half one. By product, we can see that the examination revenue is at 81% and the value-added services at 19%. But on the by-sector analysis, we can see that the strong performance of Q2 in languages resulted to a contribution of 17% contribution of the languages to the total revenue of the half one of the year. By geography, there is nothing important to comment upon. While on the by client, we can see that despite B2B is still the biggest part of our revenue, B2C is growing fast and is approaching the 10% territory, which is really important for our growth and profitability going forward. On slide number 10, we have again a graphical representation of the exam volume as discussed earlier. The key part and the key takeout of this slide, though, is in this table where we are presenting the performance of Axelos exams June year-to-date. As you can see, June year-to-date 2021, we are above 184,000 exams. This is not only higher compared to previous year, but this is higher compared to 2019, which was a landmark year for the Axelos exams and a turnaround year, and of course COVID-free. This indicates the strong underlying demand for the Axelos portfolio. Moving on to slide 11, we are discussing the price evolution in the last 4 years. It's obvious that the prices are more or less stable year on year, and the slight movements are attributed to the three factors discussed earlier. Moving on to slide 12, we have a graphical representation of our profitability. on a pro forma basis, both for the quarters and the LTM. The growth is really strong and indicates the potential we have in our profitability going forward. Slide number 13 is the slide about the OPEX. As we said earlier, our OPEX on Q2 was higher compared to Q2 2020, and this resulted in LTM June 21 higher than both than 2020 and 2019. Let's discuss a bit the lower part of the chart. As we can see, Q on Q, we are 3.2 million up, 50% coming from staff costs and the rest of the other OPEX. There are some reasons behind this. First of all, we have to remember that Q2 2020 was not a representative, let's say, quarter. It was at the beginning of the pandemic, and this helped us to reduce significantly our payroll costs, to reduce significantly our building costs, to have minimal marketing costs and events, and we had also zero traveling. This helped us to reduce our Q2 2020 costs, but this, of course, was not sustainable. In Q2 2021, we have increased payroll costs since our average FTEs are more than 100 compared to the previous year's Q2. And the reason behind this is that, first of all, we have online exam delivery, therefore there was a need to upscale our OLP operations. And, of course, the Madrid delivery contract affected mainly the Q2 payroll. Moreover, we had some one-off costs that affected Q2 OPEX, like tenders and the Axelos acquisition. And, of course, we had increased marketing costs. These marketing costs helped us to improve significantly on languages and B2C. Moving on to slide 14, we are discussing briefly our CAPEX. Nothing important to comment upon here. Both on a standalone and pro forma basis, our CAPEX is in line with previous periods and in line with the year-end targets. And in the next three slides, number 15, 16, and 17, we have the consolidated PeopleCert Holdings UK accounts, meaning balance sheet, profit and loss account, and cash flow statement. We have extensive commentary on these accounts in our press release, which is included in the MD&A section of our investor relations site. This concludes my presentation, and I am handing over to Byron to discuss the synergies part, which is the last slide of this presentation.
Moving on to slide 19, on the synergy side, the implementation plan, we started working and preparing for this. On the optimization synergies, the UK market exam adjustment, we expect it to start January 1st, and if it starts, it means it completes the same day because we announce it to the market. It's worth mentioning here that because before we make any changes to the market, because we work 90%+ with B2B clients, training organizations, we have to give them enough time, which is minimum 3 months, so that they adjust. So we are planning to make some announcements next month, and give accordingly time between 3 and 6 months, sometimes more than 6 months, to have the full effect of the synergies. Same applies for exam delivery optimization and mock tests, where we plan to start March 1st. Content optimization and digital badges again on March 1st. And we expect the latest everything to be completed by the end of August. On the cost synergies, things are a bit faster. We have started the rationalization of duplicate functions as of beginning of this month, and we expect everything to continue within 9 months later. The shared service cost savings that were from Capita charged to Axelos, we're in progress to finalize this everything by January 1st. And other cost savings as well, we are working as of September the 1st, and we expect everything to be finalized the latest by the end of June next year. So this concludes the presentation, and we are at your disposal if there are any questions.
Thank you. So as a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Should you wish to withdraw your question, you can press star 2. You will be advised when to go ahead. So again, please press star 1 on your keypad if you do have a question. Thank you. We currently have no questions coming through, so just as a further reminder, please do press star 1 now if you would like to ask a question. Thank you. Okay, so we have a question coming through from the line of Gerard Quilligan from Palmerston. Please go ahead.
Hi, all. Thanks. Basically, all my questions are answered already, but just to clarify, the what date was the acquisition completed as of for Axelos?
End of 29th of July.
Okay, same as OM. That's everything for me. Thank you. Well done.
Thank you very much.
As a final reminder, please press star 1 to ask a question. Thank you. Okay, we have no further questions coming through, so I will hand back to Byron for any closing remarks.
Thank you very much to all of you, and have a good day.
Thank you for joining today's conference. You may now disconnect your lines. Hosts, if you can please stay connected. Thank you.